Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. Edmund Taylor Whittaker was born this week on the 24th of October 1873 in Southport in Lancashire, England. He was educated at Manchester Grammar School and Trinity College, Cambridge. He graduated as second wrangler in the examination in 1895 and also received the Tyson Medal for Mathematics and Astronomy. And in 1896, Whittaker was elected as a Fellow of Trinity College, Cambridge, and remained at Cambridge as a teacher until 1906. Whilst at Cambridge in 1901, he married the daughter of a learned Presbyterian minister, and they went on to have five children. Between 1906 and 1911, he was the Royal Astronomer of Ireland and Professor of Astronomy at Trinity College, Dublin, where he taught mathematical physics. In 1911, Whittaker became professor at Edinburgh University and remained there for the rest of his career. Whittaker is best known for his contribution to applied mathematics, mathematical physics, and the theory of special functions. He had a particular interest in numerical analysis, but also worked on celestial mechanics and the history of physics. Whilst Whittaker was a Christian, he later converted to the Catholic Church in 1930. He went on to become a member of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences from 1936 and was president of the Newman Society. As mentioned, Whittaker wrote on the history of science, and in 1910 he wrote A History of the Theories of Ether and Electricity, which gave a detailed account of the ether theories from Descartes to Einstein. He also wrote a biography of a famous Italian mathematician, Vito Volterra, for the Royal Society in 1941. In 1931, Whittaker had received the Royal Society's Sylvester Medal for his original contributions to both pure and applied mathematics. In 1954, he was selected by the Fellows of the Royal Society to receive the Copley Medal, the highest award granted by the Scientific Royal Society of London for his distinguished contributions to both pure and applied mathematics and to theoretical physics. Whittaker died on the 24th of March, 1956, in Edinburgh, Scotland. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.